AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. He was devoutly Muslim, a newly married father with a job in the county government. Now authorities are trying to figure out why Saeed Farouk and his wife Tashfeen Malik opened fire on his co-workers at a holiday party in San Bernardino, California, killing 14 people and wounding 21.
God bless America.
Last night at a candlelight vigil for the victims, a Muslim community representative spoke to the victims.
We humbly offer our support to you in any way that we can. And tonight, we start by praying for you.
First responder, Police Lieutenant Mike Madden.
When we entered, there was fresh gunpowder and the smell of gunpowder in the air, leading me to believe that there were in fact shooters still.
Several hours later, Saeed Farouk and his wife shot it out with police. Both of them were killed. The question now is, why did they do this? We're being told the FBI is investigating this as a potential act of terrorism, but hasn't yet come to a conclusion. Former counterterror official Michael Leiter says the signs so far point to terrorism.
I think there's absolutely no doubt that there was significant planning before the fact. There's no way that you gather these weapons, that you have this coordinated plan with a wife, that you have this improvised explosive device that you bring in with the remote control. All of that indicates a degree of planning.
He was on the Today Show this morning. Word just into us from Paris 3 weeks after the terror attacks there. The European officials have agreed now on a system for sharing airline passenger information, paving the way for a plan to track extremists. The U.S. is giving millions in new money to help refugees as the European winter approaches. And here at home, the November jobs numbers are out. Another month of solid hiring, 211,000 new jobs. This is AP Radio News. The presidential candidates are talking about the California shootings. Hillary Clinton saying, although investigators haven't publicly arrived at a motive,
it's becoming clearer that we are dealing with an act of terrorism.
Republican presidential candidate Marco Rubio says he understands the outrage over mass shootings in this country, but he does not favor stronger background checks for gun buyers.
None of the major shootings that have occurred in this country over the last few months or years that have outraged us, would gun laws have prevented them?
He was on CBS this morning. A Louisiana woman spent 2 weeks in jail after being arrested at a traffic stop and mistaken for somebody with an outstanding warrant against her. Jacqueline Charles says she spent a week in a jail in Louisiana, then was transferred to a jail in Mississippi before police realized they had the wrong woman. The real suspect's name was similar to her name. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.